Islamic Revolution and Spread of Quranic Culture. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are in the 10 days dawn, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The third episode of the special series on this anniversary will be dedicated to the role of the Islamic Revolution in bolstering and spreading the luminous culture of the final divine scripture, the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, please. The Noble Quran, as the most important source of knowing Islam, besides presenting guidelines for individual life, has clarified political and social issues. The Iranian nation's revolution under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was staged through inspiration of Ayah 11 of Surah Ra'd of the Noble Quran, part of which reads, "Indeed, Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their souls." The Islamic Revolution was the return to the Quran. It was an uprising which followed the instructions of this holy book as the way for victory. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, says, "The resemblance of the Quran and people is like that of rain and the earth. When the earth is dead and dry, suddenly God sends rain and the earth jolts. Then he causes torrential rain to fall, and the earth jolts again and grows. Then streams run successively in valleys till the earth sprouts and his plants flourish, and God brings forth from it what is the source of adornment of the earth and the food for people and animals. The Quran does the same for the people who accept it." Ayah 7 of Surah Muhammad reads, "O you who have faith, if you help Allah, he will help you and make your feet steady." Imam tried his best to make Muslims in Iran and all over the world closer to the Quran, as acquaintance with this life-inspiring book will prevent waywardness in thought and deed. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, public tendency was multiplied hundreds of times. Thus, Quranic activities increased remarkably in the form of Quran ceremonies, contests, training of reciters and memorizers of the Quran, foundation of Quran TV and radio networks, and holding of thousands of Quran classes and courses throughout the country. In view of this, the Islamic Republic of Iran is proud of obtaining almost 180 international ranks in various fields of Quranic activities. The exegesis of the Quran as one of the Islamic sciences explains the beauties and some of the secrets of this divine book according while keeping in touch with modern achievements of mankind in different sciences. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Quranic circles and establishments were formed across Iran to develop Quranic teachings among people from all walks of life. In 2016, more than 700 courses of exegesis of the Quran were held all over the country on the basis of Quranic lifestyle, authored by Professor Abul Fazl Bahrampour. In every class, some 20 to 30 people debate with an educational and research approach. The participants, besides being active in the exegesis of the Quran, try to practice the Quranic instructions in their life. The Organization of Endowment and Charity Affairs has been holding international Quranic competitions in a bid to promote the rich culture of this book and make Muslims of other countries familiar with the developments of the Islamic Iran and also familiarize Iranians with the Quranic activities among other nations. The international Quran competitions are among the greatest achievements of the Islamic Republic of Iran and one of the most outstanding Quranic events in the world. These competitions have been held since 1982 except 1983 and 1985 due to the heavy bombardment and missile attacks of Saddam's regime over Iranian cities and villages. The unique status of the Islamic Republic of Iran in the world required to enter the compilation and publication of the Noble Quran with a totally scientific and specialized approach. Therefore, expertise units were set up in order to maintain different needs such as research, artistic and technological aspects, computerized preparation, supervision and revision, publication and communication with cultural organizations and institutions of the country and the world. Before the Islamic Revolution, the number of publishers of the Quran was very few, and there was no specialized supervision on the activity. In 1985, however, this supervision was given over to the Islamic Propagation Organization. Thus, today, there are over 1,000 publishers of the Quran. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says, "We should admit that our society has been distant from the Quran for long years. We are decreasing this distance and compensating backwardness. But this backwardness has been very much. During the rebellious rules, the Quran had no official presence in the society. There were people here and there who were familiar with the Quran, but it was only the recitation of the Quran. Contemplation on the Quran, particularly at the social level and before the eyes of the public, was very little. We were distanced from the Quran due to the kind of education that existed before the revolution. Now we want to compensate this, and to this end, rightly and fairly a lot has been done since the advent of the revolution, which we witnessed the result. But this is the beginning of the job. One should be quite close with the Quran. The concepts of the Quran are the concepts for life, not just knowledgeable. Sometimes, one's Quranic knowledge is good, but there is no trace of the Quran in his life. We should try so that the Quran is embodied in our life. Just as one of the noble wives of the great prophet, when asked about the temperament of the prophet, answered, "His temperament was the Quran." It means that he was the embodiment of the Quran. This should materialize in our society.